Hi, this is Steve Barish. Just wanted to say hello and stop by for an hour and see what's cooking and how you're doing. And anything that you would like to talk about tonight, please don't hesitate to give us a call here. I'm willing to talk to you about anything and everything in terms of energy and also in the nuclear receptor and the projector areas. I think I know a little bit about it and willing to help you as much as I can or give you some more information on what I can in terms of all the Fred Bell instruments that he uses and makes. We are coming out, or actually I'm not coming out, I'm just his friend, but he is coming out with a new necklace that is a professional line, and it's quite interesting. I don't have any information on it other than what I've got from Fred himself, and it's quite interesting. These necklaces are going to be sterling silver and extremely powerful. Again, they are a professional line of necklaces. It's not the same line as the regular nuclear receptor, so it should be quite interesting. I got a flamethrower from Fred about, maybe about 2-3 weeks ago, and we were both given the information from the Andromedans on what color stones and that I should be using on this flamethrower, and what we got from the Andromedans was white. And I opened it up and took it out of the box. It was very neatly done by Fred's company. And when I took it out, my hair stood on edge. My arms just, the energy just went really crazy. And I've been using it ever since in my second bedroom. I made my second bedroom a holy room. And I do my meditation in there, and I keep my Torah in there and other books of mystical practices that I keep in my second bedroom. So I'm finding the energy to be extremely powerful, more powerful than any other object other than the Ark of the Covenant. This is extremely powerful, and I've had people coming into the room. So there's interesting things that are happening, and a lot of fun to use. The flamethrower, I have one at work, and that seems to be a lot of fun. And so I've been using that a lot on my clients. The one that I have at home is personal, and things are happening at a very fast rate with that. So we're opening up more to the universe in my second bedroom and becoming very, very clear and very concise in terms of bringing the energies of the universe into the room. My room actually... we talked about this before, but my room is actually going almost transparent all the time, and the energy is very, very interesting. It's very, very powerful and very clear and concise. It actually helps my mind to clear even more, and so I'm enjoying that kind of energy. The other things are that the necklaces are becoming more powerful. The energy of the necklaces are really, really working well, and it's a lot of fun. So I know that we were discussing it last night on Fred's show, and I can be a little freer on my own show and tell you that they are extremely powerful. The projector that I have is platinum. Is pure platinum, and it's got four diamonds in it, and it is really firing like crazy. It goes in a sequence. There is a sequence to the firing of the diamonds. They start from left and go right. In other words, they're going in the direction, perfect direction, and it's really, really incredible to see. And the energy that's coming from it is almost... As it's firing around, the colors are blue and very beautiful white light, yellow. I'm looking at it now. I'm just got my eyes shut. They're yellow. It's almost like ice. It's so beautiful I can't even explain it. But it's really, really in sequence, and it really does work well. The projector that I have on the walls, I had four projectors. I just lent one to a friend of mine who needed it in her home. And But the light in the center of my workroom is getting a lot bigger. It's about, I would say it's about maybe 2 feet around, or maybe even a little bit smaller, but the power of it has increased tenfold. It's very, very interesting to see it with only three projectors in the room. So it's really, really powerful, and we're able to do an awful lot of good work with clients, which is really a lot of fun because I don't even call it work. I love doing massage for the past 17 years, and it's been so much fun for me. When I went to school, I was 50 years old when I started massaging or actually going to school. So by the time I got done, I had built a 2-foot skeleton with all the muscles on it. By the time I got out of school, by building that skeleton, I was able to see and feel all the muscles, as I was working on clients. I would know which one attaches to which, and it was very, very interesting to feel the body and know that these muscles that I had worked on and made on the skeleton actually really paid off. So if anybody's going through massage school, or even if you're becoming a chiropractor or a doctor, whatever the case may be, get yourself a skeleton, get yourself some clay, and just build all the muscles. It's amazing what you can find out and know how the body really works and how it really reacts when you're walking or running, or even when you're stressed, which muscles really will get stressed. And of course, I find most in the shoulders and the rhomboids, sometimes in the glutes, but it's really, really interesting to do. And so that's really a lot of fun for me. The other thing is the energy. The energy in the body is so pure. I know that sometimes we have negative connotations, or we think in negative ways, but what we need to do is turn that around and make the energy and your thoughts very pure. So the way to go about doing that is through meditation and your own thought processes, which can be actually eliminated if you're thinking negatively, because negativity takes a lot more energy than positive. And it's very, very important that you have the ability to be able to work with that. Now, I can help you with that by saying that we need to think very, very positively. I know that we're having a lot of difficulty and we're having a lot of troubles in this country, plus, God, the poor people in Haiti, what they're going through. So we've been sending a lot of energy down there and a lot of love and light. It's so important to do. But I think the other thing is that we really need to take care of ourselves. And the reason I'm saying that is because sometimes we give more than we have. And sometimes we give less than what we have, and some people don't give at all. So we have to find a happy balance and stick to that balance and understand that we have the ability to be able to do that and to be able to help each other and to be able to nourish each other and love each other. It's so simple to do. The idea of helping yourselves is to love yourself. Know that God has given you the ability to love yourself, because that's what God is all about, is total love. We need to breathe in the breath of God. And what I've done is, over the last few years, I've been teaching people to breathe in the breath of God, and I was shown this by heaven. And what I do is I suck air in through my through my mouth, and I say as I'm breathing in, I breathe in the breath of God, and I feel this energy going into me, being absorbed in every cell, in all the blood, and all the everything in your body has got to be perfectly aligned, which it is, but what we want to do is get rid of the negative thought in the cells, in the atomic structure, in the DNA. Now, for some odd reason, God has given me the gift to be able to lift the DNA out of the body. Of course, it's all Him, it's not me, but to be able to clear the DNA and the RNA and the atomic structure and the cellular levels just by breathing in this breath. After a while, after you get finished breathing in this breath, and what really works and what I can see is that when you're working with somebody, you can see these structures just by looking at them because you've breathed in enough of that breath to be able to open you up to be able to see what you need to be able to see to make it clear. And also, don't forget that when you're breathing in that breath, you're clearing yourself. And that's the beautiful part about it, is that you're opening up to this beautiful, beautiful wonderment of energy that God has given us. And to be able to breathe into it and love it and cherish it and nourish it, it's just absolutely amazing to see what follows after this kind of breathing. And that's when you start seeing pure, beautiful, tremendous light. And that light is so strong and so wonderful that it's really, really wonderful to see. And it actually purifies the body. And what's happening now with me in terms of healing is that when somebody calls or if I'm working with somebody, the energy becomes very pure very quickly. Sometimes people have to detoxify, and most times people do not have to detoxify. It comes out so fast that you don't even have time to worry about detoxification. So there's different levels of energy, and there's different energies of love, and there's different abilities that you can find in your own self. Just by breathing in, I breathe in the breath of God, and just do the things that feel good to you. Cherish your heart. Cherish the thoughts that are coming from your heart. Sit in silence. Silence is golden, and what you do is just sit there and listen to the voice of silence coming from the heart or coming from the mind. You'll hear these voices, you'll hear a voice in your head, and that voice is God, and it's a very low, low voice, and it's always love, always pure, and is always there. So it becomes an attunement for you to be exact at all times. And that's what's really beautiful. So the idea of people attacking you or the idea of people maybe calling you and sending you thoughts that want to be mind-controlling or whatever the case may be, you don't even have to worry about that. The energies that you receive from heaven are so powerful that nothing can transcribe, nothing can even get close to it. So that's what you need to do, to break the thought processes, to be able to break anything that comes to you. Do this breath. Think of the beautifulness in your heart. Listen to your heart. Your heart will not steer you wrong. Your mind might, your heart never will. That's where God resides. He resides in the heart. He resides in the gut. And when you start getting close to the gut and you start getting close to the heart, the truths start coming out. And you, what you can do is just live those truths. Become those truths. Try to understand that you have the ability of listening to your own body, to listening to the Word of God, to listen to the word of anything that you believe in terms of Christ, in terms of Mother Mary. I've had Mother Mary in my room. She has been absolutely wonderful in terms of healing. Jesus is wonderful. I've had Moses in my room. I've had prophets in my room. I've had just wonderful, wonderful beings from a different era come into my room and help my clients and help myself. I remember one time I had about eight, they looked like either prophets, or they were very high beings, and some of them are actually shooting out lightning from their hands. So those abilities that you have, please open up to them. Look at what comes through for you, and don't be afraid of it. Allow yourself to clear. Allow yourself to be in your own praise. Allow yourself to love yourself the way that God meant it to be. Allow yourself to be free of anything that you're receiving, and allow yourself to know that that is from God. The clearer you are, the less you have to think. The less you think, the more you can do. Because when you're out of your own way and you start bringing in these pure energies, that's all you need to do. Life will go on for you in a very, very humble and a very, very wonderful way, because what you're doing, you're giving into either God consciousness or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're becoming pure in your own heart, in your own love, and in your own body, which is so important, because the body is the body of the holy temple. And your temple is very, very important. Be the living ark of the covenant. Very important. Be the living ark of the covenant. Try to lead a life of goodness and love and compassion. Because believe it or not, we do not have enough compassion on the planet. The idea of being able to help one another at a level that's so strong and so beautiful, it's got to be done in a fashionable way in terms of getting in touch with God. And when I mean fashionable, I mean something that's absolutely magnificently beautiful, that when it opens up into your heart and when it opens up through your body, you become pure in light and pure in love. What that means is that your aura, when you're clear inside, your aura is clear on the outside. And what happens is that energy becomes so strong, it becomes almost like an electric, like a electromagnetic device, where you're actually breathing pure consciousness all the time. There are tribes on the planet. All they eat is the air. They breathe in this air, and the nutrients come through the air, and that's all they eat is the air that they breathe. So you have to realize there are people that are so enlightened that they can actually breathe in the air and be free of eating food when they can actually breathe in this beautiful light from heaven. The aura itself, what I was trying to say, excuse me for getting off track here, what I'm trying to say to you is that when the purer you become in thought, in body and mind, the purer the aura. And the idea of that is, very important, that you'll be able to heal people without them even knowing that you're healing them. I've walked into groups of people and actually cleared them of negativity just by watching the negative energy just pour out of their body, and all of a sudden they're clear and their minds are clear. And that's the way that we need to be. We have the ability of getting there. All we have to do is focus on it and let all this love come through, and you'll be able to do miracles all day long. All day long. Think of being able to help yourself, help your children, help your wife, help whatever the case may be, to love themselves even more, because what you're doing is opening up heaven's gate. You're opening up heaven's door, and you're rushing in with that beautiful light. What we need to do, the more that we give up things, the more that we're bringing in this precious light and precious love. It's so important to do. It's so lovely to do that kind of energy work, to be able to get your mind clear, to be able to get your love clear, to be able to get everything around you clear and concise. One of the greatest gifts that we've ever received with Dr. Fred Bell are these projectors. I've actually, when I was working on Elmwood Avenue in Rochester, I'm still in Rochester, but what happened was is that my room went completely transparent. And at that particular point, what was going on is that everything was being compressed and decompressed at the same time, where the door was actually moving up and down like the mountains. And I understand what they meant by the mountains were skipping like rams. When you're looking at that kind of energy and things are starting to skip, and the room opens up to pure white consciousness and levels of energy that you can't even believe, but you do believe. It's just that you get it so fast that it's just amazing. So what you need to do is just take that light in, and the way that you get that light is by letting go. It's so important to let go. We don't need 99% of our thought. What we need is 99% of God, not our thoughts. God is it. Let him flow through you. Let him give you the answers that you're seeking. You know, we do everything by the shooting at the hip or what we've learned in school or learned in colleges, but the most important way of learning is to listen to our hearts. Listen to what's being said to you. Listen to the ideas. Listen to your own desire or God's desire. God and ourselves are one. So when you start feeling these energies and they're coming to you and you start receiving messages, please write them down. No matter how small, no matter how big, no matter what it is, even if you think it's not important, when you start hearing the voice of silence, write these things down. Take a pencil and pad with you. I tried to use a recorder, and my heart told me, no, you cannot use a recorder. You need to write this down with your own personal hand. So if it works for you to use a recorder, fine. I was told not to. It's just the energies. It's my energy. It's what I need to do to create the creation of love within inside of myself. And that's the ability to get out of your own way and allow the creation to fulfill what it needs to do in the desire in what it needs to or what you need to do. And again, I get out of my own way. I just absolutely get out of my own way and enjoy that kind of energy. So the ideas are that, one, think of the beautifulness of this planet. Think of all the love that we've received on this planet. Are we using it? Do we use the potential of Mother Earth? Are we flowing with the energies that God has given us? I sort of doubt it, because it takes a little bit of discipline to be able to do that. And we need to be able to get in touch with that just by letting go. Think of the compassion and the love within your own self. Think of the gifts that God is giving you and allowing you to receive it. It's absolutely wonderful. So that's the whole thing. The whole thing in a nutshell, that we allow ourselves to be. And that's what's important, just to be. Allow yourself to feel the feeling of being. We all have abilities. We need to tune into them. I have my abilities. You have your abilities. Your friends have their abilities. Your wives, husbands, children, they all have their own abilities. We need to tune into that because it's fabulous. Everybody's different. It's like the stars of the universe. Everything has a different glow. Everything has a different light. But it's all contained with God. God knows the name of the stars. We don't know the names, but when we start opening up to the energies, it's not important to know the names other than the energies are all the same. They are different, but all the same. It's just pure energy and pure thought. And when you start opening up to these energies is when you start feeling the love and the compassion that comes along with it. And that's the beautiful part. That's the absolute, honest to goodness, beautiful part. I know I just got over, and I'm still fighting cancer. I didn't listen to myself in terms of my body. and I had too much acid in my system, and cancer can live in acid. So what happened is not anybody's fault but my own. I realized that. But I'm using that as love instead of saying, this is my fault. What I'm saying is that I'm learning a wonderful lesson in the idea of keeping your body clean as your mind. And it's very important for me to tell you that we have the ability to be able to do that, to be able to clear everything, to be able to be less acidic. And it's very, very important because my levels of acid were at 4.2, which is very, very low. And anything and everything can live in that kind of consciousness in terms of your body. So what I've done is turn things around. I'm eating less meat. I'm eating vegetables that are basically pretty clean. And I'm just trying to live my life better in terms of eating. I've always been a pretty big eater. My parents were heavy, and so I just want to better myself by being a much better person, and that's what I need to do. Do we lose our way? I don't know if we lose our way or we just forget to live our way. And sometimes the payment is very high. And so I realize that we have the ability to be able to tune in, as I said, and change things. So in other words, when we're looking at our own consciousness and we're looking at the own levels of who we are, we can change those around from darkness to light. And I think I was doing a pretty good job, other than the only thing is I went through a divorce, and I had to live my life the best way that I possibly could. And, of course, at that time I started to eat the wrong things. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, but I do like eating. And so now what I've done basically is to change my habits of eating and eating better. And so I'm eating a lot more salads, and I'm eating vegetables, and I'm eating some fruits, and I'm eating some really good stuff. I'm drinking a very pure water. I bring it in 5 gallons at a time, either cold or hot, but I use it for teas, and I use it for drinking water, and it's really, really great to use. So we have choices in our lives. We have a chance to make things change. We have things that we can do to even better ourselves, and that's what I'm doing in terms of bettering myself. Yes, I have the energies to be able to heal people, to be able to use them, and we need to be able to use it with ourselves. So that's really important. I think what we could do tonight, which would be really, really a lot of fun to do, is to do a very simple meditation where we can take the energies and go through the body, and we'll breathe in the breath of light. And so please tune in with me and just stay in tune with my consciousness, and I'll stay in tune with your consciousness. And what we that's it. I can feel every body that's really doing this, really attaching to the energies. As you're breathing in, please be gentle with yourself. Take in the breath of life. I breathe in the breath of God. I breathe in the breath of God. That's it. Just breathe that light in. That's wonderful. Just take in that energy. Good. Good. Just say that and breathe in all that love. Breathe in that compassion. That's what's really important. Just breathe that in. I'm going to be silent for about 30 or 40 seconds. And just breathe in that light, because I feel a lot of people that are really, really centered. Just breathe that in. How does that feel? It should feel like $1 million. You should feel a lot better. I hope you can feel that energy as well as I can. It feels like everybody's quite in tune. That's fantastic. That's really wonderful. That's really great. You should feel a lot more grounded. You should feel a lot more in tune. We can wake up now. Thank you. I hope that energy feels really, really clear for you. I know it feels good to me. You should feel more open and clear. It feels really, really great. I hope that you can sense the way that you feel. You should feel a lot more open. You should feel very grounded, and your mind should be very clear. If you can, give me a call in and tell me how you feel. Give me an idea, and so we can talk about this. Your body should be clearing from any pain. That's it. That's really great. It's really wonderful. It's so good knowing that we have the ability to be able to tune in. And what we're doing, there's usually about 15 million people listening. So I don't know how many people are actually in tune with me, other than I know there's a lot of people that are actually tuned in to themselves. It's really, really wonderful. Feels really, really great. So that feels really, really good. Hello? Well, I'm on the radio, Tom. I'm doing my program. Oh, no, you're fine. I've got about 15 million people listening, so we're doing a very deep meditation right now, and we're tuning people in and getting them grounded. So can I call you a little later, my friend? Wonderful. Oh, absolutely. Fantastic. Okay. Bye-bye. So that was a good friend of mine, Tom. We were just discussing. He just got married to a wonderful lady from China. He made a connection with a wonderful lady, Ping, in China, and he went over and married her, which is absolutely fabulous. So we have a very good relationship, and it's really great. I'm really looking forward to seeing him tomorrow. Think of wonderful things that you can do for yourself. Think of wonderful things like walking in a forest or walking in the woods, or maybe they're both the same. But you know what you could do that's really beautiful and a lot of fun to do? Take either your loved one or yourself, if that's all you have, because that's all I have, and go to a tree. Don't even hug the tree. Go to a leaf on the tree and very gently, with all your love and all your compassion, touch the leaf of a tree, and you'll see the other leaves just brighten up in their own glory. You're giving unconditional love to an unconditional tree of filled with love, and you know, you're sharing. What you'll find out is that when you see the aura of the leaf and the leaves turn to pure white light, you can see these things if you have the ability to let go. And the thing is that you're sharing wonderful light together. You're sharing love. You're sharing true compassion. You're sharing the true part of yourself. And that's so important to do. And I think it's wonderful that we have the ability to be able to get in touch with that and to be able to center ourselves and to be able to give that kind of love to a tree. We all have the same energy. We all have energy. It's all pure love. And if you think a tree can't hear you or understand you, you're very well mistaken. If you don't think that a leaf or a blade of grass can't understand you, you're very mistaken. Flowers, trees, birds, they understand us very clearly, either through pure thought, because what happens is that when I remember when I was, I'll give you an idea, when I was going to school in Philadelphia for massage at the Pennsylvania School of Muscle Therapy, I went every day and put on tefillin. Tefillin is our boxes. They are black boxes that we put on our arms and heads that was given to Moses by God. And these boxes contain the absolute unity of God. And we wrap it around our arms seven times, and we turn it into an S, a shim on the hand, which stands for the Shema, or Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, which is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord is one. But the amazing thing is, and I'll get into a story here, only take a couple minutes, I did that in my uncle's bedroom. He gave me his house to use in Philadelphia when I was going to school, and I had a window open with a screen on the outside of it, and I was doing my prayers in silence. Listen to this now. In silence. When I was saying my prayers in silence, robins, sparrows came to the window, and they sung a song that was completely different than any sound that I have ever heard from before, from a live bird or a live anything. They were singing in a tone that I know was going right to heaven. They knew what I was doing. They knew what I was saying. So to think that animals, birds, anything else on this planet doesn't think about pure love and pure light, we are very mistaken, because they can feel that love and that light. Believe me when I tell you that we have the ability to change things. We have the ability to make things better. We have the ability to make ourselves as total light as we possibly can. And that's the beautiful part about it, is that we need to believe, very important words, we need to believe and love ourselves totally. Allow yourself to believe in yourself. I have faith in everybody that's listening to this program. I have faith in everybody on this planet. We have the ability to make it better. We have the ability to making ourselves better. Please tune into that. Give yourself the pure love consciousness that you need, and there's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that you can't do. It's just absolutely amazing that you can tune into the universe. You can tune into the woods of this beautiful planet of ours. You can tune into any animal on this planet, and they understand what you are doing. There is a law of consciousness, and it's very, very high. Once we make ourselves to understand ourselves that we have the ability to do that, the laws of life, the laws of light, the laws of consciousness, the laws of everything that God has created that's absolutely beautiful, we have that ability. We need to tune into that ability and use it to the best possible time in our lives, which is right now. We have that ability. So please, if you have the strength, if you have the tenacity to want to make things better for the planet, for make things better for yourself, please tune in. It's so beautiful to do. There's nothing to it. God has kept everything simple for us. We need to simplify our lives. We need, very important word, we need to be gentle. We need to be gentle. Please, if you say nothing else tonight, if you don't learn anything else, be gentle with yourself. Don't be tough with yourself. Don't put things on yourself that make you feel so negative. Allow yourself to feel the consciousness. Allow yourself to feel the abilities that you have that can change the world in 1 second. What we need to do is get into the love of ourselves. We have enough wickedness and enough anger of the planet that we've put into it. Let's change it. Let's think about love. Let's think about total joy. We don't need to tune into the negativity. What we need to do is tune into pure love. When you tune into pure consciousness and pure love, and that's drifting into, and I mean drifting by letting go, and just focusing in on the universe, allowing yourself to drift off. Feel that energy. Let God come through. Let Him run your life. We are all looking for freedom of, you know, freedom from choice. And what we need to do is have freedom of choice. So what we're doing is that we're allowing things to leave and tuning into the freedom of God. That's what we need to do. And actually, it's freedom from choice, excuse me. So what we're doing is that you open up to the presence of the Almighty, the presence, and tune yourself in to the universe. Allow that to happen. And the way you do that is to let go. Let go of everything. Let go of everything, even the things you desire. Let go and allow that to be part of who you are. There's some sayings that I got from heaven. I can give you a few of them. If you have a pencil and paper, I'll let you write them down, because they're actually from heaven. I heard the voice. I wrote these things down. So I'll give them to you. It's the truth in itself is very profound. It is a balance. It is a flower. A key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance. It is a flower. A key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. Please, it's so beautiful to understand that we have the abilities of somebody from heaven just to be able to talk to us. The second one, I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. And that's what we're discussing now. We're discussing the glow, the wonderfulness within our own hearts that we're opening up, and being in tune with the universe, being in tune with God, being in tune with ourselves. And believe me, once you're in tune with yourself, you're in tune with the universe, you're in tune with heaven, you're in tune with God. And it feels wonderful. It feels majestic. It feels like heaven on earth. So it's really important that we do this and allow ourselves to be blessed by God. Allow Him to bless you. That's what it's all about. To have the abilities to be able to tune into these wonderful, wonderful voices, or this wonderful voice from heaven. And to be able to listen to that and to enjoy it, it's just miraculous. That's the only word I can use, is miraculous. So it is nothing to fear. A lot of people have fears because they get in touch with something negative. The negative is you. The negative is not from a beast from 20,000 leagues. It's not Frankenstein. It's not Dracula. It's you. You're seeing the negativity of the things that we've taken in for years. Allow that to dissipate, because what's happening is you're getting in touch with your own consciousness. That wants to go. The negativity wants to go. no matter what it says. Let it go. Let this light that you're getting in touch with flourish inside of you. Yes, sometimes it's uncomfortable listening to things that you don't want to hear. But growth sometimes is not easy. But it's joyous. It's wonderful. Even Jesus talked about it. Moses talked about it. We need to get in touch with the light that comes through to us. Now, some of us get very lucky, and the light will just instantaneously clear everything in a millisecond. So some of us are lucky to have that. Some of us, we have to work a little harder at it. But the idea of it is, please, let it go. Think of the love that's coming through for you. Think of the wonderful things, the abilities that you have that are given to you that will help you out all of your life. The wonderful things of it is that it's free. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to go to meditation class and pay $1,500 to learn how to meditate when all you have to do is open up to it. Even without meditation, even just thought itself, pure thought can be reached very easily. Sit down. You don't need to meditate. Just let go. Let go. God wants to keep it simple. If meditation is the way for you, fine. It didn't hurt me. I love meditation. But some people can't afford $1,500. Some people can't afford $5. Some people can afford a lot. But the thing that we need to know is that we have the ability to sit down and be silent. Allow that silence to overtake you. Allow the love of God to filter through you. Allow the light to come through you and allow it to cleanse you. Just the little bit that we did, the minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes of meditation that we did, was very simple, and a lot of you are much more grounded. But allow yourself the ability to be free. That's all that it takes. Allow the ability to be free. If you can free your own expression, just think of the people that you can help of freeing whatever they need. And that can be done very easily. You don't even have to talk to anybody. All you need to do is connect your aura with their aura. Boom, it's done. Okay? And the way you do that is that when you're talking on somebody on the phone, you're already connected to their aura. And you don't even have to do anything. The energy that you have is clean and pure. That will help the person that you're talking to become clean and pure. It will set them on a path forever. That is their own path. It has nothing to do with you. You just open them up to allow them to be more themselves. They're in touch with their own selves after all these years. And it becomes bigger. It becomes bigger than anything they know. If you feel that, if you love that, if you have the freedom to be able to bring in that kind of wonderful life and consciousness that we have the ability to do, please do it. It's love. It's the highest thing, and it doesn't cost anything. I'm not charging you for this. I'm just giving you a lot of love that I understood God to tell me to do. Share love. Teach people about love. Teach people about compassion. I can only tell you, if I'm talking to a lot of people and one person gets this, that's all that matters to me. Or if 50 million people get it, I don't care. The important thing is that if one person or 50 or a million people hear it and have a little bit of change, a little bit of a change tonight or over the past couple of years since I've been on the radio, I think it's wonderful. I think it's absolutely wonderful to know that we have the abilities to make these wonderful changes. So it's really unique that we have the ability. Let's use it. Let's open up to our higher selves. Let's open up to God consciousness. Let's open up to everything around us that is good and beautiful and will help us tremendously. So I think what we need to do is just thank yourself. Thank yourself for opening up to different energies. You have the ability to even thank yourself. You have the ability to even forgive yourself. You have the ability to get in touch with compassion. You have the ability to get in touch with love. Use it well, my friends. Just use it really, really well. It's so simple to get in touch with love, and so much work to keep into negativity. We don't need negativity. We need love. Love is simple to do. God kept everything simple. It wasn't hard. We only make it hard on ourselves. So allow yourself to enjoy that kind of energy. Allow yourself to enjoy that kind of light. Give yourself the ability to heal yourself. That's what's important. Allow the love to come through to you. Allow people to feel the energies and the love from you. That's what's important. To be able to help other people, to be able to help the trees, to be able to help Mother Nature. That's the important stuff in life. Being famous doesn't mean anything. Being truthful to yourself is everything. Fame lasts a minute. Truthfulness and love last forever. It's just the ability of being able to get in touch with who you are and know that you're helping people, knowing that you're helping yourself to the utmost. It's so important to do, because the more you open up to the universe, the more help that you can give the plant, the more help you can give to understanding more love than you ever thought possible. And that's what's important. The rest of it is not important. Because love is everything. Love changes everything. It changes relationships. It changes relationships between a father and his son, or a mother and her daughter. It just changes everything. It changes the love. It changes the compounds of freedom. In other words, if we want more freedom, we have to think of love. We have to think of compassion. We have to think of what is good for us is good for our children. You know, it's really, really simple to think of. It's not simple to live, however. It's not very easy to live, but you tune into it all the time, and once you start making the changes, then it becomes simple. So if you think it's difficult, yes, it's difficult in the beginning, but once you spend time and you put it together, it's easy. It's very, very easy to understand who you are and the abilities to know how much you can be in touch with yourself, how much love there is, and how much you can do for humanity. Now think about it. I'm sorry I didn't get any phone calls this evening. I would love to have talked to some people. I'm sorry that I haven't been on the air the last few weeks. I'm still getting over my cancer fight. And I might have to go in for another operation at the end of this month. So I pray that I don't have to do that. But in case I do, I do. And again, it's nobody's fault but myself. And I realize that I need to give that up and to love myself even more, to allow myself for the forgiveness that I need, to allow myself to love myself even more. So that's what's really important. And that's what I'm learning. We all learn at our own levels. We learn in our own selves. So anyhow, it's already 6:54. I've got about 2 more minutes to go, and I'll be off the air. But please, think about what I've said. Know that there's a lot of love out here. All we need to do is get in touch with it. Nobody, again, please, nobody can hurt you. You can only hurt yourself. But nobody out there can hurt you. The government, nobody. Once you make the step into a higher energy, into a higher space, And even though things might seem like they're very hard, they're not hard. If you look at it very carefully, you'll see that love is love is love. Nothing can hold you back from loving the entire universe. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can actually even hurt you. So just tune in. Tune into the love of it. Anyhow, this has been a wonderful evening. And this is Steve Barish. And I'm signing off. So have a wonderful evening. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.